May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. One of my main duties at St. John's is to lead worship and preside at the Eucharist. And within that function on a Sunday morning, I am expected to preach. My sermon preparation, believe it or not, begins on a Monday morning when I get the lessons for the following Sunday and kind of read through them and pray about them and try to mull them over for a few days. And this week was no different. I read the lessons for today and began to think about them. On Tuesday afternoon, I was on my way to UK hospital, and I was just thinking to myself, you know, it's only about 10 days to Christmas, and I've not heard any of that nonsense yet. And I guess I thought too soon, because the next news article was about an airport that had taken down some Christmas trees because somebody was offended and apparently got into some kind of discussion about a menorah being placed with Christmas trees at the airport, and so nobody got anything. And then the story started to flow, because it seemed that that one opened the floodgates of all the nonsense again about Christmas. All of the communities that forbade nativity scenes. And then there were the communities that have now forbidden live nativity scenes because they say that there is cruelty to animals. And then there are the stores that will not allow some employees to wish their clients a Merry Christmas. And I thought of all that stuff on Tuesday afternoon, and then I thought back to the lessons that we've just read today for this morning. Those wonderful words like whatever is honorable, whatever is pure, what you have learned and received and heard in me, do. You that have two coats, give to someone who doesn't have any. You that have food, share it. Collect no more than is appointed to you. Be content. When I got back to the office after being in the hospital on Tuesday afternoon, all this was mulling through my mind, and I was checking my emails. And I got an email from Vicky Duff. And it was one of those with an attachment, okay? So I opened it, and it was a letter from God. And so I read it, and I thought, you know, somebody obviously wrote it, but with all the stuff that I've been thinking about and stuff that's on the radio about Christmas, I thought, I'd like to read it to you this morning with a couple of personal changes, you know. Somebody else wrote it, okay, but I'm sure God wouldn't mind me putting my little two cents in, okay? So the letter goes like this. Dear children, it's come to my attention that many of you are upset that folks are taking my name out of the season. Maybe you've forgotten that I wasn't actually born during this time of year. And it really was some of your predecessors who decided to celebrate my birthday on what was actually a pagan festival. Although I do appreciate being remembered any time, how I personally feel about this celebration can be most easily understood by those of you who are blessed to have children, or those of you who know children. I don't care what you call the day, but please remember me each and every day. If you want to celebrate my birthday, celebrate it each and every day. Now, having said that, let me get on. If it bothers you that the town in which you live does not allow a scene depicting my birth, then just get rid of a couple of Santas and snowmen and put a small nativity scene in your yard. If all my followers did this, there wouldn't be the need for such a scene in the town square, because there would be so many of them around the town in which you live. Stop worrying that people are now calling the tree a holiday tree instead of a Christmas tree. Did I not make all the trees? You see, you can and may remember me any time you see any tree. Why don't you dare to be different and decorate a grapevine instead? I actually spoke of that one in a teaching explaining who I am in relation to you and what I have asked of you as my child. If you want to give a present in remembrance of my birth, here is my wish list. I don't need for you to do all of it, but I really would like you to choose something from it. Number one. Instead of writing protest letters objecting to the way my birth is being celebrated or even ignored, write letters of love and hope to soldiers away from home. They are terribly afraid and lonely at this time of year. I know. They tell me all the time. Number two, visit someone in a nursing home. You don't have to know them personally, but there are many that have nobody, and they need to know that somebody cares for them. Number three, instead of writing George, complaining about the wording on the cards his staff sent out this year, why don't you write him and tell him you'll be praying for him and his family this year? And then follow up. It would be nice for him to hear from you again. Number four, instead of giving your children lots of gifts that you cannot afford and maybe they don't need, spend time with them. Tell them the story of my birth. Tell them why I came to live with you down here. Hold them in your arms and tell them how much I love them. Number five. Pick someone who has hurt you in the past and forgive them. Number six. Did you know that someone in your town will attempt to take their own life this season because they feel so alone and they feel so hopeless? Since you do not know who that person is, try giving everyone you meet a warm smile. That could make the difference. Number seven. Instead of nitpicking about what the retailer calls the holiday, be patient with the people who work there. Give them a warm smile and a kind word. And even if they are not allowed to wish you Merry Christmas, you can still wish them a Merry Christmas. Number eight, if you really want to make a difference, support some kind of mission, especially one who makes my good news real to people. Number 9, here's a good one. There are individuals and families in your town who not only will have no Christmas tree, but neither will they have any presents to give or to receive. If you do not know them, and I suspect you do not, buy some food. Buy a few new gifts and donate them to the Marines or the Salvation Army or the Community Action Center or John and Teresa Range or any other organization that believes in me, and they will make the delivery for you. Got a plug in for you guys. Number 10. Finally, if you want to make a statement about your belief in and your loyalty to me, then behave and act like a Christian. Do not do things in secret that you would not do in my presence. Let people know by your word and by your actions that you are one of mine. P.S. Don't forget that I am God and I can take care of myself. Just love me and try to do what I have asked of you, and I'll take care of the rest. Check out my wish list and let's get to work. I will help you, but the ball is now in your court. Have a most blessed Christmas with all those whom you love and those you remember. I love you. And the love I showed to you on that first Christmas morning is no different to the love I show to you each and every day of the year. Please remember that. Love God. Amen.